KYW Original Podcasts.
A South Philadelphia bakery prepares for the Jewish holiday of Purim with a special cookie.
And it's a bit of a crazy holiday. It's probably one of the most fun Jewish holidays. It involves drinking and partying, getting dressed up, giving gifts of food, giving charity, and eating these hamantaschen.
And they'll be making hamantaschen for 1 week only.
So this is a month of a Jewish holiday called Purim, which is very well known for a certain pastry cookie called a hamantaschen, and I am on East Passyunk Avenue. I'm about to go into Essen Bakery to talk with Tova Duplessis. She is the pastry chef and the owner of Essen Bakery, who just last week was honored with a James Beard nomination, which is a huge deal. And so I want to know, from a James Beard nominee, what goes into making these hamantaschen? I understand she is a Jewish baker, so let's go get the secrets to the recipe.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets with Tova Duplessis, the owner of Essen Bakery here at 1437 East Passyunk Avenue. She is a four-time James Beard nominee, and we are talking about Purim. So I understand you have Jewish roots.
Yes, I am Jewish, born and raised in South Africa in a Jewish home.
And you are doing some hamantaschen for Purim this week?
Yes, we are. We'll be making lots and lots of hamantaschen.
So it starts on Saturday the 7th?
Yes.
For a whole week?
For a whole week. Through to the next weekend, we will have hamantaschen in store while supplies last.
Okay, tell us the story behind the hamantaschen.
So I'm not really a Jewish historian. I always get tripped up on like the history and the reasons, but I do believe that it represents Haman's hat. The cookie has three corners like his hat did. Haman was the bad guy in the story, and he ended up being executed, and the Jews were victorious. So we celebrate it, and it's a bit of a crazy holiday. It's probably one of the most fun Jewish holidays. It involves drinking and partying, getting dressed up, giving gifts of food, giving charity, and eating these hamantaschen.
Yeah, the hamantaschen really are like center stage when it comes to gifts of food and the food that you eat.
Yeah, totally. I would say those gifts that you give, yeah, they always include a hamantaschen, maybe a snack, some grape juice maybe.
Grape juice or wine?
Or an adult beverage.
Right. So I would like to know, from a James Beard nominee, how do you make these?
So the cookie dough is actually very simple. It's kind of similar to a shortbread, a little sturdier, so that you could shape it and it holds its shape. But it's a little soft inside. I really like that sort of soft cookie dough. That's our style. And we do all kinds of fillings. So we'll have poppy filling, which is traditionally called man. We'll have a prune or lekvar. We'll have chocolate tahina, because the ladies at Zoom Foods make an amazing chocolate tahina spread. So we've got to include that in one of them. And then we'll do our own jam. We're thinking pear rose this year, and an apricot one.
Do you have any tips for the home baker?
I would say make sure you egg wash your circle before you press your corners together, because otherwise it could open up and fall apart. Otherwise, yeah, find a good recipe for that dough. You really want something that holds its shape. Sometimes when you try a hamantaschen recipe, it will spread while it's baking, and that's not the correct dough to be using.
What are some of the fillings that we can find in our kitchens?
There's so many things that you can do. I do like mixing things up, like doing fruit and chocolate maybe. So you can use chocolate chips with your jam or with dried fruit. I love using halva or tahina.
For people to know, it's a sesame spread, right?
Yeah, tahina is a sesame paste, and halva is a confection made with the tahina. It's like really crumbly and delicious.
What's your favorite part about the food, about the hamantaschen? Or what's your favorite flavor?
My favorite flavor is actually prune. I'm like an old person. I love prunes. I really, really love prunes. I think they're totally underrated.
Now look, you're a James Beard nominee, so I know it's better than it sounds.
Totally.
I mean, like a prune cookie doesn't sound that great, but...
No, but prunes are great, and we also add a little We add a little citrus, a little clove, and it's my favorite hamantash person.
You know, the prune flavor, when they make them in Israel, they're pretty good.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
What's your favorite part about the holiday?
I like that it's a big party celebration and the drinking and eating, which I know we as Jews do very well. I think every holiday is about drinking and eating, but I think that's what I love about the culture is that we celebrate so much with food. I'm a big food lover myself.
Do you dress up?
I never dress up. I'm not the type of person that dresses up. I've never gotten into that, whether it's Halloween or Purim. I'm never dressing up, but I have a little kid. She's 4 and a half, and she loves dressing up, of course. So she gets excited talking about what her costume's going to be for Purim or Halloween. And it's so nice to have two opportunities to dress up.
Yeah. It's costume holiday.
Yeah, totally.
All right, what can we expect here in the bakery?
So we are selling the hamantash in the bakery, which you could buy either by the each or by the dozen that we could box up. Yeah.
That's a good Purim gift.
Yeah, totally.
Well, happy Purim.
Thank you, happy Purim.
And happy Purim to your daughter especially.
Oh my God, she's going to love it.
Thank you so much, Tova.
Thank you.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadass Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadass Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
Giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.